Minnie the Moocher.
Cab Calloway, though, that's an anniversary celebration on this day, March the 4th. And that is today's date, March the 4th. We're going to give you a couple days, quickly, a couple days in history to go through because we missed yesterday because of the snow and wanted to share some of that with you. But first, let's start with this. On this day in 1493, Christopher Columbus went back to Spain after he bumped into the Americas and took 25 captives with him, native people. Only 7 survived. That was the beginning of his many journeys back and forth. On this day, the Bill of Rights was written, proposed to Congress. First Congress of the United States was convened in 1789 in New York City. Both in 1793 and 1801, two presidents took place. First was, of course, George Washington, then Thomas Jefferson. On this day in 1837, the Windy City was incorporated. And in 1917, the very first woman to serve in the United States House of Representatives was elected in 1917. She was a peace candidate from Montana. Her name was Jeanette Rankin, grew up on a ranch. She voted against World War I. She voted against World War II, was a suffragette, was a battler for civil rights for African Americans, and was the first. One of her famous sayings was, I am the first woman in Congress. I will not be the last. And how right she was. On this day in 1922, this is a day very famous for Burt Williams. At the turn of the century, he was born. He became one of the America's great comedians. He actually was an African-American comedian who opened the door for other African-American comedians and entertainers. Some criticized him because of blackface, but he actually, some people argued he took back, along with George Walker, blackface from white people, and was in all 10 Ziegfeld Follies. He was just one of the great comics of all time, and will have some of his actual stuff on the web that you can listen to. He died on this day on March the 4th, 1922. On this day in 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said he was going to lead America out of depression. And he also on this day, more importantly, I think, because he didn't quite do that until he got into a war, was that he announced Frances Perkins as the first woman to serve in the United States Cabinet as Secretary of Labor. On this day in 1968, Martin Luther King announced the Poor People's Campaign. He made an incredible speech that day that's hard to find a recording of, but he called for mass civil disobedience in Washington, D.C., that led to Resurrection City after he was assassinated. He called on a gigantic march of tens of thousands of poor black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, and Native people to take over Washington, and that in fact happened, Resurrection City. It was on this day that he announced that that was going to happen about a month before he was assassinated. On this day in 2005, it was an important time given who won the Academy Awards the other day, that the UN released reports that HIV would kill up to 90 million Africans, and we had to deal with that. And the current number then was 22 million people on the continent living with HIV. On this day as well, last year on this day, doctors announced a new vaccination that actually is helping a young baby survive who has HIV. Now, if you're at a red light at this moment and you're sitting there at that red light and it changes automatically, the man who invented that was a man named Garrett Morgan, an African-American inventor born in Paris, Kentucky on this day in 1877. He invented the gas mask. He invented things for sewing machines that made them go faster, belt fasteners. He sold the rights to General Electric for that automatic signal for only $40,000. Well, that's a lot of money in those days. When you stop at a red light, remember who made that red light. On this day, George Foster Peabody, who was one of America's great philanthropists and also created the Peabody Awards. On this day, Fanny Barrier Williams passed away in 1944. Most people don't know her. She was born free, but went a slave in 1855 in upstate New York and wrote this incredible book called A Northern Negro's Autobiography that was put out in 1904. She wrote, "I had missed the training that would have made this continued humiliation possible." By that means, she didn't grow up in the South, but she became one of the leaders of the Reconstruction in the South and was an early graduate of what's now SUNY College in Brockport. On this day, we also lost the great John Candy, the comedian. And very quickly, what we missed yesterday, I just want to tell a couple of things that happened on this day in history on March the 3rd. This was a day in 1865 the Freedmen's Bureau was established, called the Bureau of Refugees, Freedmen, and Abandoned Lands. The Freedmen's Bureau was established that they tried their best to kill, but it was there to $17 million was put in this bureau in the beginning. They opened 4,000 schools, hospitals, homes, and food for former slaves. It was the major beginning of the Reconstruction in this country. And we'll want to end this in just a moment so we can get right to our conversation with our guest. We heard Minnie the Moocher that was put out on this day in 1931. We'll hear more of that music. In 1968, we'll leave with this. In 1968, the FBI set goals for a new counterintelligence program and targeting African-American groups and other radical groups in this country. They said, quote unquote, in the paper, this is a first step towards a Mau Mau-style uprising in America. They targeted Malcolm X. They targeted Martin Luther King, called him the Black Messiah that had to be stopped. And this was the beginning. This is the roots of COINTELPRO that killed dozens of people who were part of the movement in the 1960s, opened on this day in 1968. And in 1991, this was the day that Rodney King was beaten. Yesterday was March the 3rd. And, of course, that acquittal in 1992 led to the rebellion that took place in Washington, in Los Angeles. And let me just say a belated happy birthday to a dear friend, Ira Glass, whose birthday was yesterday. And that is our Days in History. We're going to take a very brief break and come right back and jump into our Oscars. Stay with us.